This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, December 26. Did you see the Savior? Our passage comes from Luke chapter 2. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." Simeon's life was complete. This was the moment he'd been waiting for. The Lord himself had promised Simeon that he would not die before he would see the Savior, the Lord's Messiah. That moment had arrived. Simeon was privileged to see the Savior face to face and to take him in his arms. He needed nothing more, and he was ready to let go. Many of us have now celebrated Christmas. We've had parties and exchanged gifts. Many have heard a message about the coming of the Savior, and we need to ask ourselves, did we see the Savior, or did we just go through the motions? As we sang Christmas carols and listened to a message, did we realize who we were singing about? And did we realize that we were hearing about the most important event in history? Did we see the Savior? Today we can see the Savior only with eyes of faith. To see him, we must accept his invitation to come to him, receive him as our Lord and Savior, and be ready to serve him in whatever way he calls us. It's the most important decision we can ever make. And when we do, we can say, like Simeon, "Lord, we have seen your salvation." Pray with me. Oh God, please open our eyes so that we can see the Savior with eyes of faith. Help us to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We ask in his name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.